This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora, welcome to House Guest, where we chat with the awesome people and groups making a difference in our community, all from our non-profit home base at Dunedin Community House.
And for today's edition of House Guest, Michelle Driscoll from Otago Farmers Market joins us in the studio again. Nice to have you with us again.
Nice to see you too.
Well, here we are heading into summer. It feels like that way after the past few days that we've experienced. Temperatures warming up, seasons changing. Every time we catch up, Michelle, we're talking about that and how that's reflected in what we see happening at the market. Here we're looking forward to a busy summer season.
We are, yeah. And suddenly we get all that colour coming in with the strawberries and all the summer fruit. It's all hitting now. Cherries coming in this coming week.
Really?
Yep. So that means, yep, Christmas summer is here.
That's official, isn't it? And we are so fortunate, aren't we, that really this is a time that we get to really enjoy the bounty of the quite unique produce that comes from this part of the country.
And we're lucky having that Central Otago fruit bowl right on our doorstep. You know, that's what makes us unique here. That we can tap into that and, all those amazing growers that are still around there in that region.
Time for us to reflect also, I guess, on the year that's been. How has it been for the market in general this year?
I mean, it's been certainly a tougher year, you know, for vendors. A lot of Saturdays, there was a lot of winter, a lot of rain, a lot of wind.
It was like that, wasn't it?
We've had a lot of wind damage with a lot of our growers. So, yeah. It's been a tougher one, and obviously the cost of, increases of living costs makes it harder and tougher.
Yeah, I guess the other side of that, when you look at that, is that what money we do have, we want to get best value out of.
Yep.
And it's always worth reminding people that a trip to the farmers market can make a lot of sense in that regard, because waste is something we all want to avoid. And when we're getting fresh produce, as we do every week at Otago Farmers Market, we're actually getting produce that'll stick around longer in the fridge and we can make better use of.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's usually been picked the day before, whereas, other places, supermarkets and so forth, often it's been trucked over, it's sat around for a little bit. And you're buying directly from the growers, which is quite unique.
Mm. Many of us looking forward to a break, of course, at Christmas time, Michelle, and we look...
No such luck for us.
No. But for those who do want to stock up ahead of the big Christmas celebrations, what are we looking at this year in terms of the timing of markets?
Well, we're going to be every Saturday as normal, as we do all year round, but we're going to have an extra Christmas market this year, which will be Tuesday the 23rd. And once again, we'll shut off all the gates, and 7 a.m. floodgates are open, and it's usually full on. It's such a great atmosphere on that day.
I must confess, I've never been there on one of those Christmas markets.
It's a buzz.
What typically are people looking for? It's that fresh fruit and so forth, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's all the fresh strawberries, it's the raspberries, which hopefully be around then by then, and all that fresh fruit, all the fresh green produce for your salads, and just topping up, for the holidays and for the big, Christmas Day and Boxing Day and family celebrations.
Make some great gifts too. I mean, you can always get excellent gifts at the farmers market, and that's not something we always kind of think of when we think of the market, but you think about those boutique sellers that are selling lovely little jars of this and that. They make for excellent gifts and gift packs.
Well, the gift of food is such an amazing thing. It's wonderful to receive and it's also wonderful to give, and we've got all those little small producers and boutique producers. You think like tartan sari, wonderful little pickle, and some beautiful jams, and yeah, there's lots of little things, and it doesn't have to cost a lot, but it kind of can mean a lot, when it's locally made.
I'm curious, in general terms, we're seeing a more culturally diverse city. Are we seeing that kind of reflected too in some of the vendors that come through the market from time to time?
I think so. We certainly try and do a real cross-section of our whole community, and it's, yeah, we've got, I think like Happy Farm, he's been here for a long time, but his Chinese heritage. We've got Abdul, Syrian. We've got a real mix, a melting pot.
I love walking into the place and you can smell those pancakes being cooked and things like that.
And the Chinese crepes.
Goodness me.
So, you know, try and show a real cosmopolitan type city that we are.
Of course, for you, your role requires doing a bit of admin. It's not just being there on the day and facilitating and helping people sell goods. It's setting all that up.
Mm.
What is your key role?
I guess it's managing. It's all the marketing and all, you know, put a newsletter together every week, which is a biggie. And we've got all, you know, up to 65 vendors, which you're communicating with and finding out what they're up to and dealing with all of that. It's the financial admin side of things. It's the correspondence. It's the feedback, you know, you're getting from customers. It's, not even sure now. It's quite a, and it's just dealing with people a lot, you know, right across the board.
And so you need a base to do that from, right?
We do.
And you're right here at Dunedin Community House. Tell us about what you do here.
We are lucky. So being right here in Central City, it's great having, we've got an office which gets an amazing view over the Octagon and, yeah, we get lots of sunshine in our office.
But jealous of your office.
I know, we're pretty lucky. And I've got Helen, who does a few hours. She's assistant manager. She's also in that office as well. We also have our monthly board meetings with our board of trustees, so we get to use the meeting rooms here at Dunedin Community House.
Great being centrally located, isn't it?
It is. It's really good. It's really handy to everything.
You're literally just a walk down the street to the market itself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, there are opportunities for others to come and use the facilities here at Dunedin Community House. There are several meeting rooms, new spaces coming up all the time for meetings large and small.
Mm.
One-off opportunities if you happen to be visiting town, as many people do, and they need a little bit of a space to do some work. You can do some hot desking and more. And so we're always looking for ways to continue to encourage the use of this fantastic community facility. And, of course, ORFM based right here on the second floor at 43 Princess Street, which is where you will find Dunedin Community House. Well, looking forward to the summer, looking forward to the Christmas season. Anything else you want to fill our listeners in on about the market, Michelle?
It's just really good to support local producers. If we don't, they'll disappear. So eating as much local produce is a good thing. And, you know, at the moment there's so much colour, like there's peonies, there's all the fresh basil, there's Jersey bennies are coming through, the new season potatoes.
Love those potatoes.
You know, and it's coming from just down the road, basically. So, support all those local people, which is a good thing.
Yeah. Great to catch up with you, Michelle. Michelle Driscoll from Otago Farmers Market joining us for our house guest today. All the best to you and yours for the Christmas and holiday season.
You too, yes. And to everybody out there listening and all of our customers.
Dunedin Community House is a shared home for non-profits in the heart of Dunedin at 43 Princes Street, just off the Octagon. Are you interested in delivering for your community and need a desk, an office, storage or meeting space? Get in touch with us at Dunedin Community House on 03 471 6150, email info@dch.org.nz or visit dch.org.nz for more information. We'd love you to join our community.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.